more Frank now on 96.1 KLPX.
All right, 8:47 to the Frank Show with Christine Levine. Mark Slaughter is our guest in the studio, along with the Humane Society and Club XS and Roxy, the three-legged dog who needs a forever home. Mark, maybe you could take Roxy home with you. You never thought
we have so many animals. We're about ready to build a. We talk about building a kennel around the back of the barn.
Do it.
Yeah,
do
it's
it.
Just kind of like one of those things that, you know, look, animals, you know, sure make a difference in the day, you know, and there's so many, you know, I have a couple of my cats are rescues.
Right, yeah.
And in fact, one of them, Nuke, who's 32 pounds, he's a Maine Coon.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. He's a little ornery, but he's a very funny cat.
When I see a big cat like that, I asked you off air, does your cat ever get to go outside? Because being in Southern Arizona, we got coyotes crawling everywhere, and I get all nervous.
Yeah,
you probably have coyotes in Tennessee now too.
We do. We have foxes, and there are a few bobcats out there.
Yeah.
So I mean, in fact, one of the cats, you know, there's kind of the serendipity. I don't know if it's in the Native American side of how I look at things, but when my mother passed away, and on her birthday, a cat showed up and sat on her rocking chair.
You already got me.
Yeah. And I was like, Mom. Oh,
you know, back.
So and he was beat up, and his face is beat up, and you could see where a falcon had grabbed him, and he had a talon scratch on his stomach.
Yeah.
And so we call him Scrappy. We took him in and checked him out, and now he's our sixth cat. We were down to five, now we're up to six again. but a great cat, you know. Yeah. Again, there's so many beautiful animals out there that you know, if you need an acquaintance, they'll always listen. Yeah. You know,
One of our colleagues yesterday, Razor, he goes, "Did you know Mark does like voiceover for cartoons?"
Did we?
Yeah,
and yeah, that's all we talk about.
I didn't know.
I mean, not all.
I didn't know Mark did that, and when he told me that, I was like, what?
I was a goof. You know, the crazy thing is when I went in to do, did some work on Animaniacs and a couple other Batman Beyond and stuff. And it's one of those things that you're sitting in there, and there's all these adults, and they have, you have a music stand with your script, and there's a director in front of you, and you're just goofing off.
Right, yeah.
And it's like one of those things that your math teacher said, you're never going to amount to anything if you're just a goofball and play that electric ukulele thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, look what happened, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So,
I've chatted and interviewed over the years so many guys that do that kind of work for a living. Like the biggest names that you have, Billy West. And
sure.
And the
Billy West, yeah, he's great. Jess Harnell, who's a buddy of mine. He's one of my friends that got me into, you know, a couple of the roles.
That's what you got to have, a friend.
No. Well, you know, you get a bunch of goofball friends and you go
voice.
Do things.
And
well, you know
voice.
What? It's really, there's a couple of, Craig Gass, you know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
Yeah,
Craig's a Tucsonan. So.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that we talked about, because I can mimic and impersonate.
Right.
But it's like, you know, like Gene Simmons is like this. Listen,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things like this when we're doing KLPX.
Oh my God.
Do you understand how important KISS is? So it's one of those things, but it's a rhythm.
Seriously.
But if you really listen to it, it's also William Shatner, if you just change the tone.
That's right.
So it's pitch and rhythm.
Can you do that singing as well?
I can, yeah. And a lot of times, you know, I'll kind of change it up to, you know, certain aspects of different things. I try to keep my same character who I am, but, you know, all these little voices in my head creep in sometimes.
I saw Train opening. Oh, boy, you're going to love this. Mm. Train opening for Ben Folds 5 at Hammerstein Ballroom in the 90s. And the lead singer, Train guy, would sing a Robert Palmer song or Plant. And sound just like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Sing Jeff Buckley. And you close your eyes and you think Jeff Buckley came out of his box.
Right, right.
You know, I mean.
I would be doing Droopy Dog or something else. I'd be like, oh boy, I'm so happy. You know, actually, you know, it's funny because it was about a year ago, right? About a year ago, my friend calls up and said, dude, Disney's looking for Donald Duck again, you know, because I auditioned like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I was second in line to do it.
Oh.
And the guy stepped down, didn't want to do it anymore. And I'm like, oh, man, I'd have to deal with the 101. I'll have to be in Hollywood. I'll have to deal with these freaks out there. You know, all these wannabes, you know,
right.
I'll have to bump into a Kardashian. Who wants that? And I'm like, you know, I just passed on it. But oh. I just love.
You passed on Donald Duck.
Well, you know, it's, you know, being as a duck in a sailor suit with no pants is very cool. Yes. But it's like, it's just one of those things of, I just don't want, I have such a simple life. Yeah. Rock and roll. Oh, yeah. I'm in so much in control.
I
and
understand.
In that side, Disney is really... They're purists. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So you couldn't do it from a home studio then?
No, they don't. Disney's funny that way. Yeah, they want you in the building, and we're going to do lunch, babe.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you know,
yeah,
I just.
Super Hollywood.
Yeah, so I'm like,
I want you to do that. Go away.
Oh, but you're so bad.
Oh, my God.
Just cut it out.
No, that's amazing.
How did Disney let him go? I
would have said fine. Get your own home studio.
Yeah, I got my home studio.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that, you know, I love doing it, but it's also the side of, I think that, you know, at this point in my life, I think it's just having the peace and quiet and seeing the stars and,
sure.
and enjoying life, so
yeah,
to speak.
It's the best.
You know, trying to have a balance. I think life is in balance.
Especially when you're on a like a farm in mid-Tennessee,
yeah.
like you do.
Yeah, it's it's nice and quiet.
It. Yeah. I love it.
And I think it's a balance because, you know, when you go from, you know, playing festivals and the craziness and all the rock and roll lifestyle, and then you go to that and you go, you know, this is good.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's just like me when I get off the air and all I can do is go to the massage parlor. It's probably
what?
The same thing. It's just so stressful here with my morning show DJ lifestyle. Roxy. Roxy is our canine
she's
guest.
She's practically taking a nap back here.
Yeah.
Is she?
There's so many people in the studio, and she's just like, chilled out.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing. Certain animals, if you're in solitaire, some animals like the solitaire lifestyle. If you have it to where there's chaos in your house, sometimes a dog will ground you or, you know. Where you're going to at least step outside for a minute, you know?
Halfway There is your latest solo album.
Uh-huh.
That came out last year?
About May, yeah.
Okay.
Last year.
And that was your second solo album?
Second solo album, yeah.
All right. So that's available. Title track is currently 19 on the rock charts. Do you follow the charts like that? Do you pay attention?
I just go, oh, well, that's cool.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't sit there and, you know, go, let's go. 18's coming. 18's coming. No.
I just kind of get up. And see if they're playing it or.
No. It's such a very diverse world in that side of it that it's just more about put the music out. And, you know, as a songwriter, producer, and doing everything on these records, it's one of those things that you just hope that your music becomes a part of people's lives.
Sure.
It certainly has. Do you remember the first time you heard yourself on the radio, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, I lived in Vegas, and I had my, you know, rock band when I was a young kid.
Right.
So I was 16 years old, and I had a song on one of the KOMP, which is, I think, a sister station.
Yeah.
Sister station, you guys. I was on one of their albums, actually three of them. I was the only artist that was on three of the local albums. And, and it was one of those things that, you know, I'm like, wow, man, I'm on the radio. That's so awesome. And then, you know, I was always dabbling around with radio and playing, you know, doing that stuff. So, you know, it's fun.
It is fun. Yeah, that's why we're all here.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Slaughter. And then Randy and Chris from Select One Entertainment, you guys are the ones responsible for putting all this together, Randy. So thank you for your help.
No problem. It's once again, like I said before, I mean, it was literally, I called Chris and I said, we should call Mark. And he said, call him. And it took literally 5 seconds. Say, hey, Humane Society, I'm in. When are we doing it?
Like, oh, that's great.
Okay, perfect. February 10th.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's make a difference. Let's help some animals and have some fun.
It's all at Club XS tomorrow night. So go see Mark Slaughter.
All ages, too. So
all ages show.
Bring your kids, yeah.
All right.
Go, you hate animals.
Bring your kids. Don't bring your dogs, because when I'm singing high, they hate that stuff. Yeah, trust me.
You just said if you don't come to the show tomorrow night, you hate your dogs.
You hate animals.
You hate animals.
Yeah, exactly. Put some guilt on them there.
All right, you guys. Mark, thank you. I really do appreciate you coming in. It was super nice of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, thanks for, you know, continuing to rock here in Tucson. Because there's very little stations that still have the oompas to do it. So.
And very few stations that still have live radio personality.
Love it.
I mean, we could go on and on.
Oh, yeah.
Radio's,
No, we're getting it. It's still happening for us, Christine.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, you guys. 8:57. It's The Frank Show. We'll have a visit from Growlers USA next. Don't go away.
Have you had enough?